From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 20 years from now, the lion's share of ag output will come from vastly fewer but much larger farms. Aimpoint Research CEO Brett Seattle tells Agriculture.com current trends point to 100,000 production farmers, a quarter or less of the current number of mid to large size farms. Seattle says there'll still be room for small farmers to prosper by focusing on niche or specialty markets, but mid-sized farms will collapse under the competitive pressure from large operators. As farmers and ag leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. to celebrate National Ag Day, trade was clearly a concern. Dozens spent time on the Hill urging Congress to support the passage of USMCA and trade progress with China. Agriculture.com reports Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Ted McKinney told a National Press Club panel, "All we seek is free, fair, and reciprocal trade." He listed his priorities as USMCA, China, and Japan, saying we've got to diversify our portfolio. Looking for support for the USMCA from House Democrats, the president sent U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to Capitol Hill to try and sell the pact and address lawmakers' concerns. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal tells AgriPulse in the opening shot to persuade the Dems, there was some vigorous discussion in the room. Neal says Democrats have a lot of suggestions and concerns, most of which have to do with labor, environment, and pharmaceutical provisions. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.